Welcome to the Impactful Engineer Project. I'm Steve Maxey, and with my co-host and brother Jake, we are here to bring you guidance, fresh ideas, and the tools to help you become an impactful engineer. Today on The Impactful Engineer, I am here with my brother Jake for an authentic conversation around engineering and personal development. Our goal is to create an environment for career excellence targeted toward engineering professionals. We believe that being open about what we've learned in our own careers will benefit others in their unique journey of engineering. Ultimately, we want people to have fulfilled careers and be inspired to become the best versions of themselves.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode. I'm happy to be here today. A little bit of housekeeping. So the podcast has a few episode types, as you know. Number one, our standard episode format has Steve and I presenting a topic. We introduce the why and the how around the topic and give some tips to get the conversation going and inspire some action. Usually it's based on something that you can deploy in your daily career, and it often includes a mindset shift that we would invite you to consider moving forward because we know the power of those.
Earlier on, we have had a couple quick solo episodes that are really short and down to the point, like 10 minutes or so, where one of us has an idea that we'd like to share with a group. It's usually around a mindset strategy or a tactic around making yourself or others around you better in their careers. We haven't done one of those in a while, but we hope to do one soon.
Yeah, more of that short, high impact episode. Steve, get me the wireless, car setup. And I'll do it.
Yeah.
I'm going to hold on to that. I'm going to stick to that as my procrastination statement. I ain't doing it until you put get that equipment over to me.
I see how it is.
All right. Third type. Once a month, we will bring in a guest. Sometimes twice a month. This guest will have an expertise in a particular field. They'll be able to share their perspective, mindset, strategies, and actionable tips around their area of genius. This is a more focused, high impact discussion that should leave you with a great mindset to consider and a bunch of good golden nuggets that you can pull from and deploy into your career. That's it.
And that's about it. Yeah.
That's what we do.
Yes. Except for today.
There's a special fourth episode type.
Yes. So today's a little bit more reminiscent of our original What's On Your Mind episodes, which, is more of the Jake and I having banter back and forth.
Back when we wouldn't prepare for anything and we would just show up and be like, oh, we don't know what we're doing. Speak.
Yeah, exactly. And that's because, well, both of us had a pretty intense week at work, so we did not have any time to prep. So yeah, it is a no prep conversational episode this week.
And life.
Yes. Because we are both engineers that have high demand jobs, and that's just the way it is. So we actually did not even want to record today.
No way. Yeah, man.
Today's Saturday, because it's been a tough week.
Honestly, I'm burnt out.
Yeah. But here we are. So we're going to do it anyways, because we know it's what needs to be done. And that's pretty much going to be our kickoff topic here. So when you are in a elevated mindset mode, it's easy, right? Because you're like, yeah, I'm going to kick ass. I'm attack everything with full force, et cetera, et cetera. Because you're inspired, right, by your own energy. But what about the times that you're not, right? You're either disgruntled or you're just tired and burned out. How do you keep moving? So ultimately you keep building up that momentum and being successful over time. Earlier on in my career, I was not that type. If I was tired or burned out, I would just sit on the couch and do nothing. So luckily, I've been able to turn that around in the last 8 years or so. But Jake, what are your thoughts on that?
So that you're more often than not, because sometimes sitting on the couch is okay. I told you this morning when we got on the horn, I was like, you know what I wanted to do today was sleep, do nothing until I had a dinner to go to tonight with some work friends. And I was like, that would have been the ideal day. But you know what? We need to be consistent. We've committed to this community and what we see as our duty to be impactful. And so we're going to stick to it. So absolutely. Yeah, but my thoughts on this topic, it's like, you will get burnt out from time to time in short term and long term. It's easier to identify for me right now, short term. I knew by the end of the week I was burnt out. I took on extra assignments at work because other people were going on vacations and were busy themselves. And I'm like, you know what? It's part of our culture at work to have each other's backs and pick up the slack where we need to and help each other out. And vacations are a normal part of work, and they should be planned and executed just like jobs are, just like the projects. So I stepped in where I saw that I could to help out with that. And it increased my workload by 5 to 10 hours on top of already being super busy that week. We had multiple deliverables, and that's fine. I actually love it. I love being in that, but I went past my, you know, mental ability to continue my normal routine and just bounce out of bed at 5 o'clock in the morning and do my thing. You know, I woke up and I'm like, this is not my day. You know, one thing that made it great, Steve, was just I got up a little late, made some coffee, took it easy, made my biscuits and gravy that I make on the weekends with bacon and all that stuff, and made the kids their pancakes. And then I get on the horn with you and I say, Steve, I'm not feeling it, man. This sucks. And you're like, me too. And I'm like, oh no. Both, because usually one of us will pick each other up, but yes, we're both in that right now this week. But then we just started talking about the future, our vision together. We started, you know, just messing around a little bit, getting a little edgy and just kind of deploying some humor. And we kind of laughed our way into like, all right, let's do this episode. Let's have some fun. It'll be a nice break from the normal super prep and have the bullet list item things to talk about. So it actually kind of got me going, got me inspired. I don't think after we're done, I'll just go right to bed. I think I'll you know, do some chores or something like that. Or go play outside. So
that brings me to a very important topic.
Yes.
You have a different breakfast during the weekend.
Oh yeah. It's loaded. Oh yeah. The calories don't count for that breakfast. That's for sure.
Okay. Yeah. Excellent. Yeah. I am very consistent during the week, but I too have a different weekend breakfast routine. I don't know. It just popped in my head. As we said, it's a very conversational episode, right?
Hey, it got me out of bed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Instead of getting up and being like, oh yeah, two eggs and this piece of that and a yogurt. It's like biscuits and gravy made out of a bacon grease base. Like,
it's delicious.
Yeah, that's gonna be good, bro. I can get up for that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so, you know, back onto our general sort of topic, you know, thinking about what your highly motivated self would think, right, to kind of help get up back on track is one way to do it. But as you said, both off or before we started recording as well just a minute ago, is just by doing something, right? It doesn't matter what it is. You can go for a quick walk or just start talking and joking around. That could start getting you turned around, right?
Yeah. I mean, talk to somebody, pick up the phone, you know, get on the horn with somebody and just tell them how your day's going. You know, God, I'm feeling like crap. I'm so burnt out. And then you can talk about why. And then you end up kind of feeling a little bit better.
Yeah, absolutely. Any other? So we have like two more bullets on our vast list of bullet points here.
We're completely prepared. We're running out for already. Today. Yeah. and so I'd like to just share, like, what do I do in times like this? I like to think about what would my highly functional, motivated self say about it, right? Probably say, hey, do the thing you committed yourself to do. Try to make it as valuable as possible. Don't worry about how it turns out. Just be disciplined in getting it done. Because sometimes you just need to move through. You don't always have to be, quote unquote, right on the mark and hitting it the best way possible. Just because what if we didn't record today? And then we didn't post tomorrow or Monday. And then we didn't, you know, work actively on our newsletter when we get off of this. And then keep our community ambitions and impactful goals, like, moving forward, that could potentially snowball into something bigger. And then we get our rest, and on Monday we've reflected on the weekend, we're resetting our goals for the week, and we're making sure that we don't do what we did the week before so that we can kind of level out that stress, which, you know, I won't take on those extra assignments. I need a break. I'll work my normal 40, you know, stuff like that. And then once you're in it, Monday, Tuesday, and you're gonna be like, dude, we missed our recording and we failed the community and we didn't get it out. And now they're wondering where is this consistency? And then you kind of start, it snowballs on yourself. You start feeling like shit about that. And then it could roll into the next week. It could roll into your energy. It's like, just be consistent and get it through. And I'm going to be very happy that we did that. So that's going to help me in the future. So like my Monday, Tuesday self next week would tell my Saturday self right now, like, hey, just get on and start rolling and just try to make it impactful. And that's what we're doing. And I actually did think about that this morning. So,
yeah, I mean, it's really evaluating momentum, right? You execute consistently to keep that momentum going, you know, and sometimes your input is even mediocre, but you're at least adding input to keep up your momentum. I guess a basic analogy would be when you're racing a car around a racetrack, right? Because I'm a car guy, I'm going to use cars. You're accelerating on the racetrack. You're building up momentum. You're going fast, doing your laps. Now, could you just ease off a little bit in the gas when you have an obstacle in the way, or do you slam on the brakes? Do you stop what you're doing, slam on the brakes, and then now you have to make up all that speed? You have to accelerate all the way back up to where you were, or do you just ease off the gas a little bit so you can get around a hurdle and then hit the gas again, and you don't have to overcome all that lost momentum? Starting out in my career, I was one of those people who would just stop doing things. And that was quite a long time that I was like that. So you actually were the one who introduced me into a lot of the personal development stuff and some of the tools that I've learned in that, in listening to those podcasts and, you know, reading the books, etc., is how I turned that around. And I was able to just start doing things, even though I didn't want to do them at all. And I think that's probably the most massive skill set that I've learned, especially through a program called 75 Hard, is doing things that I don't want to do because I know they need to be done anyways. And for those of you that don't know 75 Hard, just look up Andy Frisella, 75 Hard. You'll find information on that.
Okay, it's actually recording again. Cool. What a day, man, because that's just perfect. Yeah. It cuts off right in the middle of our episode and we start over. Cool. And now it's sitting there at 10 seconds and not doing anything. Great. We're just going to go forward and we'll see what happens. The point I was making before the software decided to crash on us was focus on gain and not loss. So in this episode, right, that we're doing right now, I could have focused on, hey, we're going to not record an episode. There's going to be inconsistency, blah, 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 right? But I chose to focus on, hey, what can we gain, right? The satisfaction of knowing that we did the work in spite of not having the greatest week and being burnt out and not really actually being as hyped to do the episodes as we usually do. And so that's going to lead me to do the episode more likely than if I was to focus on all the negative shit and say, oh, we're not going to get an episode and we're going to lose our consistency and our momentum. And that's why I should record, because negative, just the focus on the negative is going to make my mind go towards the negative and be like, you know what, screw doing the episode today. But focusing on the gain, thinking that I wasn't going to do the episode, we will gain that consistency back. We will have that motivation. We'll maintain that momentum and feel good about it when Monday, Tuesday comes around. That's what I want. Oh, okay. Let's do it so that I can get that, not do it because I lose the episode and lose the momentum, but let's do it because I'm going to gain all this other good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. And the inverse thinking of that is, or inverse, anyways, is what would I lose if I do not do this? Right. And it is that consistency. It is the momentum that we would lose if we do not record. Right. So it's the same thing, but it's just kind of, sometimes you need to look at it a different way to get the perspective you need to keep pushing forward. Right. So sometimes the gains aren't good enough or in your mind that, oh, that is not a huge thing. But then you, if you just switch your thinking about like, what am I going to lose if I do not do this? You know, what opportunity is lost if I do not do this? That's another way to think about the same exact thing. But sometimes your mind will need that perspective versus the other one. So if you are trending one direction and you're just not getting the will to keep pushing through, switch your perspective to the alternate. So I would default to the more positive way of thinking, but sometimes you might need that more negative way to push you through it, to get it done.
Yep. I understand that point. And just to be clear on the point before, it's like our brains are definitely loss bias. We will go there first. It's the same thing with fitness. It's like, hey, I'm going to start this new diet, right? And now I can't eat pizza. And then you're just going to think about, what am I giving up? Well, I'm giving up pizza. And it's like, oh, I'm giving it up. And then you give in, you eat the pizza. It's like, you should focus more on, man, I'm going to gain I'm going to gain some energy. I'm going to feel better. Yeah. I'm going to look better. And it's going to feed into being a little more healthy. You know, focus on the gain. Don't focus on the loss. Yeah,
absolutely.
All right. I think that's good, Steve. I think
absolutely.
You know, for someone to spend some time with us in this episode, and just to hear that you know, we have real challenges, that we're real engineers. We have jobs that kick our asses sometimes, and sometimes it's on our, you know, we do it to ourselves, like taking on some extra work. But we're team players. We want the companies to succeed. And where you see a hole and you've got a chance to fill it, sometimes it's just you do it. And sometimes it's a lot of work and you bite off more than you can chew sometimes. And that's what happened to me this week.
Yep. Yeah. Same with me as well. So before we sign off, we still need to write this, but we do have a newsletter that comes out every week. It usually will reinforce, you know, the why, the how, the and actions to take involving some of the highest impact activities you could be doing to boost your career, et cetera, et cetera. If you want to find out more from the newsletter and the topics that we cover, you could go to questions@impactfulengineer.com, sign up there, and you could also reach out to us directly on the email. I can't even think straight. So the questions at email at impactfulengineer.com email is the one that you send questions. Or you just go to impactfulengineer.com.
Email, Steve. Let's just stop. Fuck, dude. Okay.
Yep. Thanks for listening.